And in 1894, that turned in, those discussions would yield a formal military alliance between France and Russia. This was a tremendous blow to the Bismarckian system. The impossible had now occurred. Republican France and reactionary Russia had not only forged a new financial arrangement, but now had punctuated that with a formal military alliance, raising the very real prospect of a two-front war for Germany. The enmity of France could be counted on, and now this most important ally of Germany had been lost. Still, the Kaiser was insouciant, convinced that Germany's position was unassailable, that Russia still would be unable to really affect German policy, still determined, still caught, I think, in the throes of the illusions of Weltpolitik. Anglo-German relations also worsened dramatically as a result of the new global policy pursued by Germany. During the 1890s, German industrial expansion would continue still at a remarkable pace. It is in the 1890s that everyone looking at rates of industrial growth began to project that by 1900 or shortly thereafter, Germany would actually surpass Britain in terms of industrial production in all the key heavy industrial sectors. And in the 1890s, commercial rivalry between England and Germany would intensify. The Germans now were very, very real competitors to the English in marketplaces around the globe. In fact, in England, there was a great discussion in the 1890s about the possibility of actually raising tariffs to prevent the influx of German goods into Britain. The British government did not want to depart from the policy of free trade, and as a consequence, the British required all products made in Germany to have stamped on them made in Germany. The upshot of this was that goods with that stamp simply increased in sales in Britain itself, since it came to be seen as a mark of high quality production. But economic rivalry between England and Germany intensified during the 1890s. England was particularly concerned about what it saw as a German penetration of the Near East, especially to Turkey. It is in this period that the so-called Berlin to Baghdad railway project was openly discussed, the possibility of building a railroad line that would link Germany to what was called the Near East. The British saw this as a German involvement in an area of the world where Germany certainly had not been involved before and possible threat to British interests there. William II, in another one of his unfortunate actions and statements, visited Palestine, where he stated that he had come as the spokesman for so many million Muslims of the world. It seemed to be a slap in the face of British interests and French in the Middle East and in North Africa. In addition, Germany's refusal to aid Britain in the Boer War and preceding that in the so-called Jameson Raid of 1895, when an expedition of British adventurers really moved into Transvaal, so-called Jameson Raid, the Kaiser had sent off a telegram to the president of the Boer Republic of Transvaal, President Kruger, congratulating him on his successful defeat of imperialist Britain. This did not play very well back in London, needless to say. It damaged relations. It was embarrassing to the Foreign Office of Germany as well, whose members desperately wished the Kaiser would restrain himself. But by far the most serious problem in Anglo-German relations was the onset of a very, very intense naval rivalry. In the late 1890s, the head of the German Navy, Admiral Tirpitz, announced his theory for the construction of a German fleet. This was the so-called Risk Fleet.